Does all your motioning and shifting affect your guys much?
I think you can if you let it, if you just kind of let the game flow. I think that, it's actually, with teams that do that, it's actually easier to play them on the road, because you can hear more. The crowd is quiet when their offense is out there. So if you have to make adjustments, it's really hard when you do that. When Gruden was at Tampa, when we played him in Carolina, it was actually, he did a lot of that shifting and stuff. It's actually harder on the at home than it is on the road because you can hear better.
What's the challenge for you guys against that running game?
They got a good running game. They got a multiple running game. I think just, going back to what he was just talking about, I think if you get too caught up in all the shifts and all the motions and just settle down, stay poised, they'll give you time and just play your techniques. And I think guys that you could see guys get flustered trying to shift and move around a little bit and just play your fundamentals, play your techniques, and don't let all that stuff, I think most teams that have done that in the past, if they see that it hurts you early, you're gonna get a steady dose of it. So you just have to calm down and play football, and because they do multiple things on offense, and they have a good runner, and they have a good guy under center that presents that threat. So you just gotta stay sound.
At different points over the last year or two, we've heard Dom talk about wanting to rotate a lot of the outside backers in order to keep Julius fresh late in the year. With the amount of rotation that you've been able to have with the D-line guys, do they feel relatively fresh? Do you think they'll be fresh?
I would bet we haven't had a guy in the 50s all year. I don't know that. We're 8 games into it. I kind of live 1 week at a time, but I would say that I don't know if we've had a guy in the 50s yet, and most of them are probably not even in the 40s, other than Mike. Mike's a good player. It's kind of hard to take him off the field. You want him on the field every down. So, but obviously he's better if he's fresh as well. So we don't want to overuse him. But he's probably the guy that's been up in the 40s every time. But everybody else should be fresh.
Have you got enough pass rush, other than Mike, who's been pretty active, have you got enough pass rush, or is that not really?
Well, I think the big thing where we've really worked hard to improve on is because those guys aren't in there, some on the obviously passing downs like Mike is, but just coming off more what we call the transition rush or the play action fakes, stuff like that, that's where we're working hard to get better at it.